We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotil, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the Quran to be translated into Kurdish. In sustainable energy news, a Canadian non-profit foundation invests in solar technologies. In animal welfare news, an Indian manufacturer introduces a vegetarian brand of dog food. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 2nd, is the birthday of human rights advocate Ms. Bianca Jagger, born Bianca Perez Muro Macias in Managua, Nicaragua. Ms. Jagger is a leader in activism for social and economic justice and for the environment. She was appointed Goodwill Ambassador for the France-based Council of Europe in 2003. A member of the Director's Leadership Council of Amnesty International USA, Ms. Jagger is the Executive Committee Chair of the World Future Council, an organization working for a secure, peaceful, and sustainable planet. Ms. Jagger is also the founder and chair of the Bianca Jagger Human Rights Foundation. She has worked to safeguard the rainforest in Nicaragua, Brazil, and other areas in Latin America. Among her many accolades are the United Nations 1994 Earth Day International Award, the 2004 Right Livelihood Award, the 2006 World Citizenship Award from the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Bianca Jagger. Heaven bless your many efforts in creating a more harmonious world. May you celebrate a joyous and blessed birthday with loved ones.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Hello and welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotil, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. Today, May 2nd, is the birthday of human rights advocate Ms. Bianca Jagger, born Bianca Perez Moro Macias in Managua, Nicaragua. Ms. Jagger is a leader in activism for social and economic justice and for the environment. She was appointed Goodwill Ambassador for the France-based Council of Europe in 2003. A member of the Director's Leadership Council of Amnesty International USA, Ms. Jagger is the Executive Committee Chair of the World Future Council, an organization working for a secure, peaceful, and sustainable planet. Ms. Jagger is also the founder and chair of the Bianca Jagger Human Rights Foundation. She has worked to safeguard the rainforest in Nicaragua, Brazil, and other areas in Latin America. Among her many accolades are the United Nations 1994 Earth Day International Award, the 2004 Right Livelihood Award, the 2006 World Citizenship Award from the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Bianca Jagger. Heaven bless your many efforts in creating a more harmonious world. May you celebrate a joyous and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, honored by Los Angeles County. Recently, Los Angeles County of California, USA, recognized Supreme Master Ching Hai with her certificate of commendation for her humanitarian deeds.
The county had become aware of Supreme Master Ching Hai's noble works through Ms. Margie Evans, internationally renowned singer and executive director of the outreach charity Los Angeles Music Week. The award, signed by Supervisor of the 5th District Michael D. Antonovich, acclaimed Supreme Master Ching Hai's selfless endeavors and generosity, as it stated, in recognition of dedicated service to the affairs of the community and for the civic pride demonstrated by numerous contributions for the benefit of all the citizens of Los Angeles County.
We join in respectful appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her continual and ever-ready support of altruistic causes.
Our gratitude also to Supervisor Michael D. Antonovich, Los Angeles County, and Ms. Margie Evans for their recognition and encouragement of acts of kindness and care. May we all be guided in a similar manner to be the instruments of harmony for a gentle and compassionate world. Fly-in News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Victoria, Australia. In early February, the worst wildfires in the country's history ravaged vast areas of the Victorian landscape, claiming hundreds of human lives and leaving some 7,000 people homeless.
On February 8th, the day of the initial wildfires, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $30,000 to support the most affected areas. On February 24th, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated an additional $20,000 for urgently needed items and asked our association's relief team to please check again to comfort and help in whatever way possible.
Our association's relief team in Australia found that while human victims were well on their way to recovery, countless animal survivors, including kangaroos, wombats, birds, and others, were in need of help due to injuries and the complete loss of habitat, food, and water. Supreme Master Ching Hai often asks for updates on the relief situation in such cases. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report about our association's relief activities.
April 25th, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding the bushfires in the state of Victoria, Australia, we deeply thank Master for your generous relief aid. At present, the Australian people are very well looked after by the government and concerned citizens. However, the loss of possibly millions of animals, which included domestic animals, was really heart-rending.
During this time, the stories we heard about how much these loving people had helped so many animals in distress were just so overwhelming. Even now, there is ongoing work for the animals in the shelters that will take many months of rehabilitation to have them ready for the wild again. Food and water drop-off still carries on every day in various parts of the bush area to help nourish those animals in the wild.
We contacted many wildlife shelters to see how they were handling the enormous job, and they pleaded that they were in dire need of medicines for severe burns, dressings, and veterinary requirements for wildlife. It was such a privilege for us to present Master's love and financial assistance to these people. Many of them volunteers who were totally devoted to the job of rescuing, rehabilitating, nursing, and spending many, many hours a day attending to the affected animals. The recipients of the cash donations were overwhelmed by Master's generosity. It was truly a humbling experience to see the amount of work they do and the care they take for the wildlife and domestic animals, and also the support they give to their fellow humans in time of need.
Thank you, Master, for your boundless love and for giving us this deeply moving opportunity to share our love with many of the sentient beings in need. We are forever grateful. We love you so much. Melbourne Center.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this report with our viewers, who may be glad to know of the well-being of many wildlife that now have a second chance to live and thrive. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this information.
Our thanks goes to the Australian government and all caring groups and individuals who have assisted the humans and animals affected by the bushfires. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving assistance and thank our association's relief team as well for their diligent efforts. May all those recovering their normal lives continue to be protected as we pray that humanity's gentler care for all living beings and the environment will help ease future tragedies as these.
Afghanistan floods leave thousands homeless. A combination of recent floods, landslides, and earthquakes have left at least 15 people perished, with over a dozen injured and damaged to thousands of homes. In northern Afghanistan's Balkh province, about 1,500 families were affected, while over 2,000 families in western Herat province and about 800 in Badghis province were affected.
Aid organizations expressed concern that more rain and quickly melting snow may worsen the situation. The Afghanistan National Disaster Management Authority said assistance had reached many of those affected, but more assistance was needed as their relief stocks are low. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, the International Organization for Migration, and local Red Cross have been distributing tents, food, and other relief supplies. The United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, is delivering medical supplies.
Thank you all United Nations agencies, the Red Cross and the Afghanistan National Disaster Management Authority for your quick and comprehensive aid to the disaster-stricken people. May such disasters be minimized through our increasingly caring deeds in our communities for people and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control link swine virus to U.S. factory farms. Researchers analyzing the swine flu H1N1 virus in the people who contracted the disease in California and Texas have found that most of the viral gene segments are descendants of a unique triple human-bird swine virus that first plagued factory farms in North Carolina, USA, in 1998.
This research was initially released by Columbia University's Center for Computation Biology in the U.S. and since been confirmed by scientists at places like the University of Edinburgh in Scotland and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC.
During a phone conversation with Supreme Master Television, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the U.S., Dr. Michael Greger, M.D., explained the most recent understanding of the current swine flu's evolution.
The scientists all around the world are now confirming that 3/4 of the genetic material from the current virus came from this triple hybrid virus that emerged on factory farms in the United States in 1998. In a factory farm in North Carolina, August 1998, a double hybrid mutant influenza virus arose in a pig factory that was confining thousands of breeding pigs and gestation crates, these small veal crate-like stall, metal stalls for pregnant pigs. One of the traditional swine flu viruses that existed for 70 years, essentially without change, had acquired 3 genes from a human flu virus, and then became the double hybrid pig-human virus. It then spread by the end of the year. There were outbreaks in Iowa, Texas, and Minnesota. By that time, it had picked up 2 additional gene segments, this time from bird flu viruses. Now we had a never-before-described triple hybrid flu virus causing sickness among pigs, and very rapidly, by early 1999, it had spread throughout the country. Over more than 4,000 pigs were sampled across 23 states. In early 1999, 20.5% of all pigs were found exposed to this triple hybrid virus, including 100% of the herds tested in Illinois and Iowa, 90% of the herds tested in Kansas and Oklahoma, and so very rapidly spread down into Mexico, and for the last 11 years has been causing sickness And killing a small percentage of pigs in these intensive confinement units.
Dr. Greger went on to explain that the transportation of pigs to be fattened and slaughtered is one of the ways the flu virus is likely to have traveled from North Carolina to Mexico.
Pigs don't fly, is one way to put it. Well, they don't fly, but they are transported coast to coast here in the United States. The average distance one's meat travels, quote-unquote, on the hoof before reaching people's plates, about 1,000 miles in the United States. Pigs may be born in North Carolina, but fattened in the Corn Belt of Iowa and slaughtered in California. And by transporting these pigs thousands of miles, the stresses of transport confined in these trucks, combined with the mixing of pigs and the transport across long geographic distances, very rapidly spreads viruses like this and other viruses that affect pigs and other animals.
Meanwhile, in Mexico City, Mexico, the mandatory shutdown of the government is being associated with an economic crisis as the capital city loses an estimated $60 million each day. 12 other countries now have officially confirmed cases of the swine flu. Spain has now reported the first ever case from someone with no connection to Mexico.
We thank Dr. Greger and all the other scientists and government agencies working to understand this virus and protect public health. Our prayers go out to those who have been affected and or lost loved ones due to this disease. May animal consumption soon be replaced with the safe, healthy, and vitality-restoring veg lifestyle for the benefit of individuals and their loved ones worldwide.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis,
reduce heart disease risk 50%,
reduce heart surgery risk 80%,
prevent many forms of cancer,
stronger immune system,
increase life expectancy up to 15 years,
higher IQ,
conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste,
maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
IRIN Radio Correspondents win humanitarian awards. Four journalists were presented with United Nations prizes for humanitarian reporting in Somalia. The IRIN radio shows were launched in 2008, in part to cover for the country's current absence of a national media service. The journalists, who were not named for their safety, provide vital news and information in the Somali language via shortwave and FM, as well as podcasts and audio streaming. Their award-winning programs cover topics such as child rights and health conditions in the camps for the people internally displaced by the country's civil war. Our heartfelt congratulations, IRIN journalists in Somalia, for your courageous work that brings hope and inspiration to the gentle people of Somalia. We pray for your continued safety in carrying out your noble task of conveying accurate and timely information to benefit the public.
2009 China Charity List announced. The top donors of 2009 in China have been announced in Beijing, with 121 philanthropists and 899 entrepreneurs included in the 2009 China Charity List. Their combined contributions totaled more than $1.5 billion, with the funds going toward a variety of charitable endeavors, including relief and rebuilding efforts following last year's Sichuan earthquake. Chinese philanthropists and entrepreneurs, heaven smiles upon your kind generosity. Such a show of support is surely heartening to fellow citizens in helping their lives to soon flourish once more.
Hello there, this is Gofi the Giraffe. I follow an animal-free diet of kindness. I'm here to share a tip on safe living. If you are taking a life-saving medication, it is important to carry a medical card with you wherever you go. That way, others will know the medicine that you're taking if you have an emergency situation. It's also a good idea to note on the card any allergies you may have as well as any major events in your health history. Take care! Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. We thank you for watching. Let's see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In world news, the Quran, the holy book of Islam, will be translated into Kurdish. The decision was made to honour the rights of the Kurdish people and to meet European Union standards. Deputy head of Turkey's Religious Affairs Directorate, Mehmet Gormez, expressed the wish to include Kurdish, among other languages, into which the Quran will be translated. There are approximately 12 to 14 million Kurdish people living in Turkey. A Kurdish television station sponsored by the Turkish government was also inaugurated this year. We extend our heartfelt gratitude, Turkey, for your care of the fine Kurdish people. May all your citizens flourish under Allah's protection and love.
In sustainable energy news, Canada allocates $1.2 million to support solar energy. The Sustainable Development Technology Canada, or SDTC, has provided the funding to Sixtron Advanced Materials, which produces thin films coatings for solar cells. The innovations which the company uses have many advantages, including an increase in effectiveness and a decrease in cost. SDTC is a not-for-profit organization created and supported with an $866 million grant by the Canadian government. Its mandate is to promote clean energy, address the problems of climate change, and benefit the nation's people. Our earnest thanks, Sustainable Development Technology Canada, for your dedication to alternative energy. We wish you all the best, Sixtron Advanced Materials, to continue improving the ways to light up our world with the radiant power of God-giving sun. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Indian canine food manufacturer brings out a vegetarian brand. We will go enjoy the beautiful melody of the birds singing in the trees. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more beautiful news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a more relaxing world. In animal welfare news, an Indian manufacturer introduces vegetarian dog food. Mars India, manufacturer of Pedigree, a popular brand of food for canine companions, will market the plant-based type, especially in the Tamil Nadu and Gujarat regions. It will contain equivalent levels of nutrition and calories to the non-vegetarian variety. The company believes that the current $20 million market of pet food in India will develop into $74 million in sales by 2012, and that a significant percentage of it will be vegetarian. Kudos, Mars India, on providing the compassionate diet to our loyal canine friends. May all animal companions thrive with loving friends and health-giving vegan food.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Listening Skills.
The teacher, Johnny, why are you eating your spelling test? Johnny said, you told us it was a piece of cake.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Miss Ingrid Newkirk is the co-founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. A vegan, Miss Newkirk has written extensively on animal rights and is deeply committed to protecting the lives of our beautiful animal co-inhabitants. Supreme Master Television recently featured Ms. Newkirk on Vegetarian Elite. She wrote,
"The gratitude for your educational, eye-opening efforts is all ours. Thank you for doing things to make the world better. Please give my love to the Supreme Master who makes this possible. Kind regards, and please stay in touch. Ingrid Newkirk."
Heroic Ingrid, we are so appreciative for all you have done and continue to do for our innocent and intelligent animal friends. Over the years, your loving work has influenced so many to transition to a gentler lifestyle. Please keep up this noble work, and with all joining in before long, we will be living on a vegan planet of compassion. With heaven's grace and illumination to you and all other good-hearted animal protectors throughout the world. You have a loving reply from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Greetings, Saintly Ingrid and company. I've always been touched to tears and humbled by your tireless effort to save the innocent and defenseless animals. May heaven reward you forever. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would love to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine blessings be bestowed upon you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Belgrade, Serbia, a new supermarket assists unemployed and lower-income residents by offering non-brand name goods at a 20 to 30% discount.
The European Union donates $26 million to Angola to help speed landmine clearance, along with $22 million to support the country's water sanitation and supply.
Medical physician Dr. Deborah Wilson rescues pets and farm animals such as horses, dogs, cats, and ensures their care at her ranch outside of Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia and Jordanian King Abdullah II met to speak of enhancing relations as well as regional and international developments.
UK-based charity Shelterbox delivers tents and other necessities to the Abruzzo region of Italy, bringing comfort to those displaced by the earthquake.
Canadian researchers review 200 studies on the role of foods and heart disease, concluding that foods such as animal products should be consumed with caution, while vegetables and nuts are heart healthy.
Visiting British Prime Minister Gordon Brown met with Prime Minister Donald Tusk in Poland, where the two discussed topics such as addressing climate change, as well as furthering their country's relations.
To support people's economic recovery, the United States is making more food stamps available to families around the nation.
Saudi Arabia and the Principality of Liechtenstein, a small prosperous country in Europe, officially announced the commencement of bilateral relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.